All right, welcome back to another edition of Kaiser Weekly Podcast. This is for the week of 8/22/2022. It is my hope and my prayer that you have all had a fantastic previous week and are looking forward to getting this next week started because we got a lot going on, especially school-wise. Not so much in the news as far as our city goes, but school-wise, we got a lot of things coming up to be excited about. So, as you well know, Friday was the first day of school. I know everybody was looking forward to that, but even better yet, this is going to be the first official full week of school. And it is my hope and my prayer that the students and the teachers and all the staff in general that have anything to do with our education system have a terrific school year. Kids, I highly encourage you, pay attention while you're there because it's going to become very relevant in life, the information that you're learning now. It may not seem like it. I didn't think it was relevant when I was going, but there's a lot of things that I wish I would have paid attention to when I was there. So take this as a word of advice. Really pay attention. Take it serious because it will benefit you greatly later. Now, for the rest of us that aren't involved with school, let's not forget to plan our travels accordingly with the school buses out, picking up kids and dropping them off. It's going to be very important that we leave earlier for work, prepared to take a little longer maybe to get home or vice versa. Allegheny County is getting ready to start on Wednesday. There's a lot of us that travel between Maryland and West Virginia. So once again, West Virginia, Monroe County is in session. Maryland, Allegheny County is getting ready to start on Wednesday. Let's just make those plans. We don't want to put the lives of these kids at risk just because we're running behind or running late. Be very vigilant in your driving. Pay attention to the red flashing lights on the bus and the stop signs sticking out. Now, in way of news for Kaiser, Potomac State College has named Vicki Huffman to the position of Associate Dean. So for the last 17 years, she's been serving in several roles, including Assistant Professor. She's been a chairwoman of multiple organizations, an advisor to some of the clubs. She's also been an advisor to several of the organizations that are on Potomac State campus. And she previously earned her Bachelor of Science from Marshall University and a Doctor of Philosophy from Kent State University. So highly decorated. She knows what she's doing. And we're very excited to see what she's able to accomplish with this new position that she's received at Potomac State College. We wish her the best of luck. Now, Potomac Valley Hospital is going to receive $313,700 from a grant from the United States Department of Agriculture Rural Development. So with these funds, the hospital plans to purchase equipment that is much needed and reimburse labor expenses that were attained due to the COVID-19 overflow wing that had to be established during the pandemic. As most of you remember, just like most of the nation, our hospital wasn't exactly built and designed to handle the amount of people that it had to deal with during the pandemic. So they had to set up a tent, had to get more staffing, run longer hours for the people, provide heat for the tent. And all in all, it just was a tremendous burden on the medical field and the hospitals. And so now with this funding, they'll be able to reimburse the labor expenses that were taken on by the pandemic. So that's a good thing. Mineral County has now purchased the building on Armstrong Street that was the former location of Lynn's art class. So just not that long ago, I did an interview with Lynn. Absolutely love her. She is looking to relocate. I'm not exactly sure of the timeline, but she will be reopening. But as of this moment, Mineral County has purchased the building that she was previously in. So the plan is to make this building the new location for a new commission's room, a commission administrative offices, new parks and recreation offices, and the backup 911 center. My assumption is that there were some complaints about the design, the redesign of the current courthouse and where everybody was going to be placed, that there still wasn't going to be enough room. one can only assume that after reevaluating the drawings, that this is part of what came from that by moving these offices further down the road to other buildings. It will allow a more adequate spacing for each and every office that has been in that courthouse, as far as I can remember. Now, I love to recognize our local youth, and today is going to be absolutely no different. I want to give a huge shout out to the Kaiser High School Key Club and the Aubrey Stewart Junior Ambassadors for the work they did helping the County United Way sort and deliver items from their Stuff the Bus event that just recently took place. And that event is to benefit students in Mineral County. So thank you and congratulations on the job well done. You went above and beyond what is required of you. While most kids are looking to be outside goofing off playing or sitting at home on a video game, you were contributing to your community, and we want you to know that we greatly appreciate that. Now, also, we had several Kaiser High School athletes that joined in for a cleanup day this past week at Alumni Field. Much work was accomplished with weed eating taking place, cleaning of flower beds, pulling out the weeds, really getting things cleaned up there. Bleacher work, not only on the top where everybody sits, but also underneath the bleachers, which everybody knows can become a complete disaster because everybody lets everything fall through the cracks and down on the ground. So a huge effort was undertaken by athletes, and not just athletes, but also coaches. We had principals, teachers, parents, athletic trainers, and even the New Creek Volunteer Fire Company come out to participate in this. We are greatly appreciative for that. And I love the fact that our community continues and our athletes continue to show their Kaiser pride in taking care of the facility in which they use. So the next cleanup is going to be scheduled for August 28th at 1:30 p.m. for anybody. And I mean anybody that would like to come out and help and contribute to making the facility look better and to remain a great place and a source of pride for our community. So once again, August 28th at 1:30 p.m. Now, for those of you who are looking for a Hunter's Education course, and I've heard several people ask about these and talk about these, this is very important. The Elk Garden Volunteer Fire Department is going to be hosting a two-day course that's going to start September 10th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then September 11th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. So if you need your Hunter's Education card, you need this class so that you can go hunt, then you can sign up and register for these classes at www.wvdnr.gov. And as always, these class sizes are limited, so I highly encourage you that if you need this and you're wanting to take part in it, get online and register as soon as possible. Now for Kaiser sports, our Kaiser High School golf team continues to do great things on the course. Very proud of the results so far this year. You got to be. I mean, they're just doing an outstanding job. On the 15th, the Kaiser golf team won with a combined score of 156. Noah Broadwater led the way with a career tying low, shooting a 35. Now that's unreal. I don't even think I can come anywhere close to that. I lose enough balls when I play golf that usually I have to quit before I finish eight holes, but still an incredible score of 35. Evan Ack had a career best score of 39. Drew Matlick and Owen Schweitzer shot 41s. Trey Kitzmiller had a season best 49. And the newest member, Brianna O'Reilly, played in her first match ever with a score of 68. Now on the 17th, they were victorious again. This time they played at Thousand Acres with a team score of 178. This time Drew Matlick and Owen Schweitzer led the way with a score of 43. Noah Broadwater shot a 45. Evan Ack a 47. Trey Kitzmiller at 54. And Brianna O'Reilly a season best 60. And then finally on the 20th, the team took fifth place out of 15 teams in the Marion County Invitation. Noah Broadwater once again ties for the low score or low medalist with a score of 73. Drew Matlick had an 86, Owen Schweitzer shot an 88, and Evan Ack had a 93. This week, we have a lot going on as far as Kaiser High School sports. I don't have any more scores, but that's going to change come next week. So what do we have going on as far as Kaiser High School sports this week? Well, tonight at 6 p.m., the JV football team will take on cross-county rival Frankfort at home. So in Kaiser, what a great way to kick off the football season with an absolutely huge rivalry game between the county. You got Frankfort and Kaiser. This is typically how we end the season and how we will end the season this year, but it's also how we're going to start the season with the JV. So if you have nothing better to do, get out to this football game and see these kids as they start their new season. Our golf team will also be competing at 4 p.m. at the Cumberland Country Club. So we wish them the best of success as they continue to put forth just an outstanding result for this year. On August 23rd, our cross-country team is going to host a meet starting at 4:30 p.m. at Kaiser to get their season started. On August 24th, the golf team is going to be hosting a home match at the Polish Pines starting at 4 p.m. And then also on the 24th, the varsity and JV volleyball team will participate in a multi-team scrimmage in Berlin, Pennsylvania, starting at 3:20 p.m. for the JV and 4:15 p.m. for the varsity. And we wish them success. Now, on August 25th, our boys and girls varsity soccer teams are going to take the field against Hampshire at home. The girls' game is going to start at 5 p.m. and the boys will take the pitch at 7 p.m. We wish them success as they start their season out looking for a solid defense and lots of scores. Also on the 25th, the varsity and JV volleyball team will host East Hardy at 6 p.m. The JV game is going to start, and then our varsity girls are going to start at 7:30 p.m. So get out to the gym. You're not going to have to worry about the weather elements for those two events, the JV and varsity girls volleyball game. So you can dress in shorts and enjoy the comforts of being inside the gymnasium. But let's come out and let's show support for the girls volleyball team this year. On August 26th, our varsity football team is going to begin their run for the state championship. Their first game of the season is going to take place at Clarksburg, and they're going to face off against Robert C. Byrd at 7 p.m. Make sure you tune in to your radio if you're unable to go. I don't know if they're doing an online live thing or not this year, but like I said, you should be able to pick this up on the radio, if nothing else, to see how they do. Let's support them in their endeavors. Also, I'm under the understanding that there was some injuries that took place at the last scrimmage. People, I'm asking you to just say a prayer for the young men that got hurt, and let's pray that for a quick recovery for them so that they can enjoy this season and be a part of the team. So if you would do that, I would greatly appreciate it. Now on August 27th, the girls soccer team is going to face off against North Marion at home starting at 11 a.m. This is tentative because I haven't got anything saying otherwise on the girls team. The boys team has already come out and stated that their game against North Marion at home has been canceled. But as of right now, the girls team is still showing a game at 11 a.m. in Kaiser against North Marion. And that's all we have this week for Kaiser High School sports, which is still quite a lot. But what we have now is the Potomac State College sports. So our local college, August 23rd, our Lady Catamounts are going to face off against Hartford Community College at home. That start time is going to be 4:30 p.m. And then on August 25th, the men's soccer team is going to take on Cecil College at 5 p.m. in a home meet. And then on August 27th, the Lady Catamounts are going to go on the road and they're going to face Geneva College. And that match is going to be at 1 p.m. So we're wishing the men's and women's Catamounts nothing but success this year. We love to support our NCAA or NJCAA college teams, and we look to see them have a very successful season. Now, with all these sports activities going on, let's look at the weather forecast to see what we can expect on game days this week. So as of now, it is looking like rain early in the day, both Monday and Tuesday, and then favorable conditions the rest of the week. The highs all week in the low to mid 80s, which should benefit all the athletes playing outdoor sports and prevent them from having a huge issue with dehydration and cramping. Let's hope that does play out that way, because I want to see our athletes healthy and going strong throughout. If you're an athlete, you're watching this, make sure you're drinking plenty of water. Make sure you got plenty of potassium and magnesium in your body. That's going to help you from getting cramps. And then, of course, our nightly lows are going to be in the 60s. So if you're attending an outdoor event, an outdoor sporting event this week, dress appropriately. You may start out with short sleeves at the beginning of the event, and by the end, you may have wished that you'd put maybe a long sleeve shirt on, a real thin long sleeve shirt, just to be comfortable. But all in all, those are great. That's a great look for our weather forecast this week. And I really hope that it stays true. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up for this week. And I look forward to bringing you news, scores, and so much more next week. I love you, and take care, Kaiserites.